achievements made in the judicial system.
Rahman al-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I am very pleased to inform you that during the last 4 years, significant normative developments have been implemented based on the emerging needs of individuals and society, aligned with human rights standards, the preservation of human dignity, and addressing legal and judicial gaps. In this regard, I would like to highlight some of these achievements. Revision, adoption, and implementation of the executive regulation of the prison organization and security and correctional measures of the country in line with human rights commitments and adherence to international standards, including the Nelson Mandela rules, introducing significant safeguards to better ensurement of the rights of prisoners, drafting and issuance of the judicial transformation, an excellence document in March 2024 aimed at addressing challenges within the judicial system, including delays in proceedings, the drafting and issuance of the judicial security document in October 2020 aimed at ensuring judicial security for citizens and preventing the violation of their fundamental rights, the revision and adoption of the Dispute Resolution Councils Act, and the recent establishment of peace courts nationwide to strengthen mediation institutions. Notably, 42% of cases entering the judiciary are resolved through reconciliation and settlement. The adoption of guidelines on support for the rights of persons with disabilities and the elderly in the judicial process, in line with obligations under the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, to enhance judicial fairness for these groups. The issuance of a directive on the clarification of detainees' rights, the preservation of their dignity, and the supervision of detention centers in accordance with the Nelson Mandela rules. The adoption of instructions for organizing and expediting international judicial affairs, which include paying greater attention to the rights of foreign nationals in fair trials. Regarding facilitating access to judicial services, reducing in-person visits, preserving the dignity of applicants, exchanging transparency, and expediting judicial proceedings, significant measures have been taken as follows. Developing and expanding multiple intelligence systems to facilitate access to justice, equipping all prisons nationwide with electronic courtrooms. Currently, approximately 76% of prisoner trials are conducted electronically, which has increased the speed of proceedings and ensured the dignity of prisoners. Additionally, several supportive measures have been taken to establish judicial fairness, including establishing the 129 system to provide free legal consultation and assistance, setting up judicial support offices for children and women in all judicial complexes across the country, offering free electronic judicial services in 1,700 locations nationwide, particularly in underdeveloped areas, conducting provincial visits by the Chief Justice and the High Judicial Council to oversee judicial proceedings and meet public requests. Over the past 18 months, 11,000 public petitions have been addressed during these visits. Establishing judiciary services desk in mosques and public places to receive and address public requests by judicial officials. In guaranteeing the rights of detainees, in addition to the procedural guarantees of the criminal procedure code adopted in February 2014, the Law on Respect for Legitimate Freedoms and Protection of Citizens' Rights of 23 and the Executive Regulation of the Prison Organization, oversight bodies such as prosecutors and the Secretariat for the Protection of Citizens' Rights have conducted regular and unexpected inspections of detention centers and prisoners. Over the past 21 months, more than 25,000 inspections of prisons and detention centers have been carried out. Moreover, nearly 98 leaves of absence have been granted jobs have been provided for over 43,000 inmates, and vocational training has been delivered to more than 111,000 prisoners. During the COVID-19 pandemic, priority was given to granting leave for elderly prisoners, pregnant and nursing women, drafting specific protocols for prisoners, and conducting necessary vaccinations. I would also like to draw your attention to the advanced judicial mechanism, a pardon and release in Iran's legal system rooted in humane approaches and Islamic compassion. Based on this structure, a significant number of criminal convicts, including those sentenced to death, security-related offenders and others, are pardoned and released annually on 14 national religious occasions. In this regard, over the past 21 months, nearly 6,000 individuals have been pardoned and released. The sentences of approximately 10,000 convicts have been reduced, and the execution of about 1,000 qisas, retribution sentences, has been prevented due to efforts to gain the consent of